For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Come around the Word of God this morning. Heavenly Father, we quieten our hearts before you. We thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the presence of the Spirit of God in our midst. We thank you, Lord, that you have our lives in your hands. And Father, I pray that this morning as we look into your word, you instruct us by your Spirit. Let every eye be open, every ear hear in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this morning we're looking at here the instruction of the words of knowledge. Now this is a very important area because God talks a lot about hearing, the hearing of his word. For example, in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if a person's inner man ears are not open to the things of God, or a word comes to them but they reject it, there's going to be real problems associated with that. So instruction is necessary. God's word is necessary. And when people come into the kingdom of God, he wants them to be fed. It's clear from Acts 20, it talks about the elders feeding the church of God, the flock. It's very important that they're not fed with rubbish or wrong instruction, but with the word of God. Let's have a look at 1 Peter 1, verses 13 to 16, first of all. In here, we see how we are to be as Christians, as believers in Christ, how we are to be when we're approaching the things of God. Because frankly, when we look around us, even amongst the churches, we see that there is great laxity and a lack of knowledge and understanding about God's words and God's ways. And this is a great tragedy. So 1 Peter 1, start from verse 13 and we'll go to verse 16. So verse 13 says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So the instruction is to gird up the loins of your mind. You might think, well, that's a strange saying. It's a symbolic saying. It's a metaphor. The loins were girded up when a person or athlete was ready to go forward in a race. They were getting ready. They were girding up the loins of their mind, of their legs. And we are told to gird up the loins of our mind. That means be ready and disciplined in your thinking. Don't just let your thoughts go astray into unbelief, into worry, into fear, into depression, and so on. But no, you should be concentrating and seeking, what does the Lord want me to know? And that's what it says, be sober. Clear-minded, be sober, be understanding, of an understanding heart. And it says, and hope. Verse 14 says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And this tells us that we are to be like what God is, and that is holy. Be ye holy, separate from sin, separated unto the Lord. And notice it says, as obedient children. Obedient children. Now, you think about an obedient child. When the word of the parent comes to that child, an obedient child will say, yes, I honour that word, and I will do that word. And we are to be the same as children of God, as obedient children. So when the word or instruction of God comes to us, we don't reject it, but we say, Lord, I receive what you have to say. And we don't fashion ourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. Now, what were you doing prior to being a Christian? You were fashioning yourself according to the thinking of the world. But the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's in Romans 12. So we see that we are to have our minds renewed to think along the lines of what God wants us to think, to understand how he thinks about things. And so when God's instruction comes to us, we are obedient. We're not rebellious. We're not puffed up. We're not thinking, oh, I know everything. We're not thinking, well, you know, that's just the word coming from the pastor or from the elder or from whoever else is preaching. No, we think, no, the Lord uses his ministers and the Lord uses others to speak his word. And we should be thinking, well, I need to have an obedient heart. I need to be an obedient child of God. So when the word comes, we don't have a filter that just rejects it. There's many that do. The word comes and they think, oh, that's too hard. That's too hard. Have a look at Matthew 13, verses 14 to 18. Matthew 13, verses 14 to 18. In this, Jesus explains a bit about this area. Now, when the word of God comes to people, I'm talking particularly about to Christians at the moment. When the word of God comes to people, they have an opportunity to say, well, I agree with that word, or no, I have never done it that way. I know what the Bible's saying, but I've never done it that way. And they can close their ears. They can close their eyes. And verse 14, Matthew 13, we'll start from verse 14 and go to verse 18. Notice what it says here. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. You can see that's a very bad situation to be in. Very bad situation to be in. I had a man say to me just recently, you're not of God. And this is directly after he had said that he wasn't born again. And so I asked the Holy Ghost, what should I do? What should I say to such a man? And he gave me the words and he said, this is what to say. And so I said this to him. I said, well, you do realise that if you're not born again, then you're in blindness and darkness. So, of course, you're not going to find God anyway. You're not going to see God even if he's standing right in front of you. So what we have to do as obedient children of God is when the word of God comes to us, we don't reject it. Those that are blind and in darkness, you can almost excuse them, because first of all, they need the glorious gospel to change them, and then they become new creatures in Christ and they should be able to hear the word of God. Verse 15 says, for this people's heart, and the word heart means inner man, is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. So these people have allowed in their heart grossness or filth, things to get in the way. And this is just before Jesus goes into the parable of the sower, where he talks about the different types of heart. And the word comes, but weeds and hardness stops that word from having fruit in that person's life. So when people have a heart where they've let all types of wrong things in, could be sin, could be unbelief, it could be wrong doctrine. The Bible talks about good doctrine and word of faith and so on. So you want good things to come in. But when people's heart is gross, it says that their ears are dull of hearing. It's a very bad situation to be in, to be dull of hearing. Because you want to be able to hear God. If you're dull of hearing, how can faith come? Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's important not to be dull of hearing. And says, and their eyes have they closed. Just like that man I mentioned before. You know, how can he see the things of God if he's blind or in darkness? How can people who close their eyes, oh yeah, I can see what you're all about. What? You can't see anything if your eyes are closed. So their eyes, they have closed. So they made a decision to close their eyes, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. The word converted, not talking about converted to Christ, but it's talking about changed there and I should heal them. You know, there are people all over the place that need to say, Lord, I repent of not hearing you, and I repent of closing my eyes, and say, Lord, I want to hear you, I want to see you, I want to know you. Verse 16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Notice what he says in verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. So he goes into the parable of the sower and he says, hear what this parable is about. And he explains it. And you can read it for yourself. Mark 4 also talks about the parable of the sower. But he goes into detail about the parable of the sower. We don't have time to go into that today. But it talks about the different types of heart and what people can let in. The cares of this life and so on, like weeds, which will choke the word. We don't want the word choked. Hardness of heart, which resists the word. You don't want the word to be resisted. You want to have faith. Why? Because the Bible says that faith pleases God in Hebrews 11. You want to please God. As obedient children, we want to please God. You want to have faith. You want to have a hearing ear because you want faith to come. You want to have faith because the just shall live by faith. You want to have faith because we stand by faith. You want to have faith because we walk by faith. So faith is a very important part of a Christian's life. Have a look at Psalm 119. Verse 165. Psalm 119. Look at 165. Now it's important when the word comes that you say, I love God's word. I love his law. I love his truth. I love it. And even though it might be a hard word, you say, I love it. I love it. I love God's word. I love God's ways. I love God's truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth, and that we are sanctified or set apart from the world and its ways by the truth of God. So we must be people of the word of God. We must be people of the word. Psalm 119 verse 165 says this, very important verse, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Isn't that good? Great peace have they which love thy law. You know, in its greatest sense, God's word is his law. The Bible talks about his word being the law of his mouth. So, great peace. Do you want great peace? You can settle a lot of problems by just saying, I agree with you, Lord. Even if it's a hard word, I agree with you. And I'm not going to battle against it. I'm not going to fight against it. I agree with you. And I want to go your way. You can settle a lot of problems by just making that firm decision of loving God's law. You'll have great peace. There's a promise. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Well, you know, there's a lot of things in the world that can offend. A lot of people that'll say all types of hurtful things. A lot of people, I mean, I know just being pastor of this church, many, many things have been spoken against me and to me and so on. But, you know, I can't afford to allow any of that to touch me inside. But I say, Lord, forgive them and not allow myself to be offended, because ultimately it's God's word that counts. What have we done? What have we done? Have we been sanctified by his word, by his truth? Have we stood for him on the earth? A lot of people say things and they just have no idea what they're saying. Like that man that said, you're not of God. Yeah, after saying he wasn't even born again. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, this type of thing you'll meet up with, you can't afford to be offended by those type of things. But what you must do is walk in love and forgiveness, and even to your enemies, show good deeds, good works, love them. So great peace have they which love thy law. Great peace. Not just a little bit, but great peace. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing to have. Have a look at Proverbs 15. We'll go through a few verses in Proverbs. Proverbs 15, 31 and 32, first of all. Proverbs 15, 31 and 32. So we're looking at this morning here the instruction of the words of knowledge. Hear the instruction of the words of knowledge. Now there are all types of instructions coming our way. But you want to hear the instruction of the words of knowledge. There's all types of instruction coming our way from the media, from the politicians, from the educational institutions. All types of instruction coming our way. But not all of it is right instruction. Not all of it is good instruction. We want to hear the instruction of the words of knowledge. Proverbs 15, starting from verse 31, and we'll read 31 and 32. The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth, what? Instruction despiseth his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. What's reproof? Reproof is a corrective type of thing. And it doesn't have to be done in a harsh way. It can be saying, look, this is what the word says. What's your decision? You can say, well, I can't obey that because of this. Or you can say, I love God's word and I'll adjust my life to meet up with that. But if you refuse instruction, the Bible makes it clear that you're despising your own soul. What's the soul? The inner man. It's made up of the soul and spirit. The soul is the mind, will and emotions. You do not want to despise your own soul, because you won't have that great peace. You'll have all types of wrong thinking coming in, and you will not be able to think properly. God wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Isn't that what the scripture says? But he wants us to be transformed, to be changed. That word converted that we saw before. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul. That's a strong word, isn't it? Despiseth. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Okay. Now sadly, over the years, I've spoken words to people from the scriptures, and there's been a lot of rejection. But you know, I believe that we're coming into a time where we'll be able to speak words from the Lord, the word of God, and people will receive that instruction and they'll get understanding. Let's also have a look at Proverbs 19 verse 27. Proverbs 19 verse 27. Now, this is related to the fact that there is much instruction of the wrong kind out in the world and even invaded into churches. And this is what it says. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. So what's God saying here? Cease to hear wrong instruction. Cease to hear the instruction that causeth to err or to go into error. To err from the words of knowledge. So we need to cease to hear instruction that wants to redefine marriage. Cease to hear instruction that wants to say that evolution is correct. Cease to hear instruction on many, many other areas. If it doesn't agree with the Word of God, the Bible says to the Lord, to the testimony. If it doesn't agree with that, there's no light in them. So we must be people of the Word of God once again. And we are to cease to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. So on the positive side of that, we are to hear the instruction that causes us to go in the way of the words of knowledge. To hear it. To believe it. To take hold of it. And faith will then arise in us because we can take that scripture, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God is wanting his people to hear, have a hearing heart. And we can go to Hebrews 4. It says, the word preached did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. They did not mix it with faith. This explains why the word can be preached to people and some people will get it and it'll benefit them. And they'll get blessing and they'll go forward. And there's others, the same word preached, but it'd be like bouncing off a hard ground. Related also to the way the heart is, isn't it? Is it open to the good ground? Is it open to the good things of God? Open to hearing the instruction of the words of knowledge? Have a look at Matthew 22 verse 29. So we are told very clearly to cease from hearing the instruction that causes us to err from the words of knowledge. We're told to cease from doing that. And if you have been doing that, and it might be as simple as you've been exposing yourself to the wrong things, if you have been doing that, you need to stop it. Because God wants you to hear the words of knowledge with the inner man ears, deep down within, and say, Lord, I am hearing you. I'm not like those that have ears to hear, but do not hear. Of which there are many like that. Matthew 22 verse 29 says this, and this is what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, E-double-R, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Ye do err means you go into error. Why? Because you don't know the scriptures. There's a lot of people, by rejecting the proper instruction and by listening to the wrong instruction, they get to the stage where they don't know the scriptures. They don't know the scriptures and they'll speak all types of ignorant, wrong things. So Jesus himself said, ye do err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Now God's word is powerful and his spirit backs his word. Okay? And if people are open to hearing, then God can do a great work in people. Whether it be how to live by faith, how to walk by faith. It could be healing, it could be prosperity, it could be deliverance, all types of things. God can do a work if people are open to hearing and to knowing the scriptures. Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. Now, this is a great warning for the church. I want us to go to Hosea 4 verse 6. Hosea 4 verse 6. In this, it talks about destruction. It talks about what happens to people, and even whole groups of people that go astray from God's word. Hosea 4 and verse 6. This is what it says. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So some people quote that first part, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And it's just, well, get the right knowledge to them and that'll be the solution. No. If you've been hearing what I've been saying, they have rejected knowledge. They might have been listening to the wrong instruction. What does God say? Cease from hearing that and hear what I have to say. Have a hearing heart. He says, because thou hast rejected knowledge. Now, there are people out there that you could quote scripture after scripture after scripture to, but because they've rejected knowledge, they won't hear it. They won't hear it. And they come under the category of destroyed because they have lack of knowledge. If you have knowledge come to you, God's words come to you, and you reject it, are you going to have that knowledge? If you're pushing it aside all the time? No. You'll have lack of knowledge. You won't know what to do. You won't know how to pray. You won't know how to do what God wants you to do. And you can be led astray easily by the devil, by the enemy. Notice what he says there. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. And we can't be people that forget God's word. Can't be people that say, well, I'm getting enough just in church. We've got to get the word into us constantly, every day, constantly, coming in constantly into our heart. Praise the Lord. So we know that God is speaking to us constantly through his word. Glory to God. Let's have a look and we'll finish with this in Hebrews 4 verse 12. Hebrews 4 verse 12. It's a well-known verse. But I want you to see that the word of God is not just any old word. And as we receive it in belief, there's going to be things that will happen in our heart. Because the word of God is creative. God said, let there be light, and there was light. His word is creative. The Bible says that he upholds the world by the power of his word. So here we see right now in verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's telling us, well, it's quick, it means it's alive, it's powerful. Word of God is powerful. Powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Your inner man is made up of your soul and spirit. So it's going right into your inner man. right in there. It does a work in there. But you know, you can be like some people. If you go back to verse 2, I quoted it before, of Hebrews 4. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." So the word can come, the gospel can come, but if we don't say, "I believe it and I receive it, and I'm not going to reject that knowledge, I'm not going to reject that word," then it won't profit you at all. But the Bible says that the Scripture is profitable. It says that Scripture is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. There's nothing wrong with the Word of God. There must be some other area, and we've pinpointed what it is. It's the heart of man. And even Christians can allow worldly things to get in, things to stop, unbelief. There's so many words out there, so many things trying to get in. But we need to make a decision, and that is, I will cease from listening or hearing instruction that causes me to err from the words of knowledge. I make a decision to choose to hear God's words from this time forward. And I pray that you make that decision from this morning onwards, that you will always choose to hear God's words of instruction. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, for sending your word. We thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we were born again by hearing the gospel. And that glorious gospel changed us. And Father, we ask that this morning you deal with us if there be any things in the way. We ask this morning that you show light on that, that we may be people that will make the right decision for you wherever we are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.